Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Gimel. We are holding on Daf Gimel Amar Aleph at the top line of the page. Hai Kulahu Chumruhu. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom. Also by Eric Cohn, in honor of his father's 12th yard site, Yeshua Aryeh Ben David HaKohen, which was Wednesday, and also in honor of Yom Yerushalayim. Happy Yom Yerushalayim to everybody. Also by Ken and Marcy Kapel, in memory of Ken's grandfather, Jacob Kapel, a survivor who, while under German occupation in Brussels, arranged for delivery of food packages for family and friends trapped in the Warsaw Ghetto, whose yard site was yesterday, Yaakov Emanuel Ben Chaim Zev, and for Ken's mother, Evelyn Kapel, also a survivor, who as a teenager cared for Jewish orphans in Belgium during the war, whose sixth yard site is tomorrow, Avigail Bas Chaim Shraga Feivel, the Neshama Shev Aliyah. It's also sponsored by Ilana and Jonathan Silber to commemorate the yard site of their brother, Baruch Daniel Ben Zev Levi HaKohen, the Neshama Shev Aliyah. It's also sponsored by David and Debbie Adelson, Lila Nishmas, David's grandmother, Chana Bas Rav Shlomo Yehuda Arya Hashem Yimkodomo, who was murdered in Majanik on this day in 1943, the Neshama Shev Aliyah. And it's also sponsored by Mitchell and Jeffrey Geitzholz on the occasion of the 17th yard site of their mother, Mrs. Jeanette Geitzholz, Shendel Bas Shaya Mendel, which is tomorrow, the Neshama Shev Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So yesterday we started a discussion as to why it is that we only need one aid to say b'fanei nichtav or b'fanei nechtam, but we started the discussion within one sheet. I mean, we had machlokas rabba and rava, why it is that one needs to say b'fanei nichtav or b'fanei nechtam at all. Is it because ein aid b'mesumin l'kaimo, or is it ein b'kiyum l'shma? So the Gemara had asked, within rabba, that it's ein b'kiyum l'shma, shouldn't you need two aid to tell you that it was written lishma? So we're going to finish off that discussion. Then the Gemara is going to ask the same exact question within Rava, that according to Rava, that it's about ein eid mitzvin l'kaimo. Why isn't there a requirement for two people to come to say b'fanei nichtav u'b'fanei nechtam? The Gemara is then going to discuss. Okay, we know that there's the opinion of Rava and there's the opinion of Rava. Well, why does Rava not agree to Rava, and why does Rava not agree to Rava? Why does each one reject the other one's opinion? And then on Amud Beis, we're going to have a discussion that's going to take us well on to Dalet Amud Aleph, which is going to be that if our Mishnah holds that you need Ksiva v'chasima lishma, which apparently it does, because if you need to say b'fanei nichtav, b'fanei nechtam, so you're saying that it needs to have been written and signed lishma, which Tana does that conform to? Meaning we are going to have a major machlokas throughout this mesechta, whether eide chasima karti or eide mesira karti, whether the primary eidim of the get are the signatures on the get, or the primary eidim of the get are the people that see the get being given. Well, if you hold the primary eidim on the get or the signatures on the get, that's the part that has to be lishma. The signing has to be lishma. The writing of the get would have to be lishma. But if you hold eide mesira karti, then when the Torah says v'kasav la, the ikur ksiva is the actual writing of the get, not the signing of the get. The writing of the get would have to be lishma. So who does our Mishnah hold like? It doesn't seem like it's either of those opinions when it requires both. When it requires both ksiva lishma and chasim lishma. So the Gemara is going to have four possibilities of who the author of our Mishnah could be, or which Tana our Mishnah is conforming to. So anyway, let's pick up from the top line of Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Gemara asks, "Hai kulahu?" Meaning the last thing we said is that the Chacham made a big kula to only require one aid, because even though ein davar shav ever pachus mishnayim, and even though we always require shnei aidim, but we said stam sifri didaini migmar. Normally we could trust that people who are involved in Gittin know what they're doing, so we know that they'll do it lishma, so we were able to be makil so that it would be easier for a woman to receive her get. We were able to be makil that you only need one shliach, one person to say b'fanei nichtav u'b'fanei nechtam. So says Gemara, that's not a kula. Hai kula hu, that takana that you're going to believe a single shliach to say b'fanei nichtav is a kula on the woman? Chumruhu, it will turn out to be a chumrah. If the Chacham would have initially required two Eidim to verify that the get was Lashma, well, then that would have been the end of the story. No one could open their mouth after two Eidim. If two Eidim were to come and verify that it was Lashma, the husband would never be able to say anything. He would never be able to cause any sort of ruckus. He's not going to be able to cause any problems. And he's never going to be able to, through his own error, to possibly the get, because the husband's never going to be Naaman against Shnei Eidim. But now that the Chacham were Masaki, that the Shliach is Chad, that an Eid Echad could be made on the get, Asi Baal Ma'ar Pasalei. So then the Baal is going to come to be Ma'ar in the Kashrus of the get, and he's going to apostle the get, because you can't believe a Shliach who's only an Eid Echad and is being made to Makshur the get, more so than the Baal who says that the get is Pasal. It's going to be Eidl Shal Echad Keneged Echad. It's going to be one against one, and therefore the Chacham that were Masaki and Eidus of a single Shliach are not really being makel on the Isha, because that Eidus is not really going to, it's not going to have any teeth to it. It's not going to hold up against an error of the Baal. So if they really wanted to protect the woman, they should have been misaki. It's like sometimes you have these people that say, oh, I want to protect women, so they come up with these heteragunos that don't work, that don't really make sense, la halacha, and they champion themselves, oh, I'm protecting women. No, you're killing them, because they're going to get remarried. Now their children are going to be mamzerim. No one's going to accept your heter, right? It has to be done. It has to be glatt. It has to be something. Well, that which looks like a protection of the woman is not a protection of the woman. It's damaging to her. So the Gemara says, this is not helping the woman. This is damaging the woman by trusting only one aid. Rashi explains that the kasha of the Gemara is that the error of the husband on the get is going to be docha, the statement of the shliach, because it's an aid keneged aid. So the chacham are not really being at all beneficial by requiring the one aid sim fani nichtav ubifani nechtam. The Pnei Yeshua explains Rashi that even though it's true that normally when we believe in aid echad, like by an aid by sota, which we just finished learning, it is neman kebetrei. We say that he's believed like shnei edim, so much so that we had discussions in a couple of places in Masecha Sota that when an aid echad comes to Beis Din and is believed, and then another aid echad comes and contradicts him, so we say ein dvar shalachad b'makom shnayim. The first aid is not one aid; he's shnei edim. We believe in aid when we believe in aid echad. He's like shnayim. So l'chora, even without the kula of the chacham, the baal would not be neman against the shliach because we believe him. But says the Bnei Yeshua, no, that's only when there's a svara to believe that aid more than other aidim. But over here, the Gemara assumes in its kasha that there's no reason to believe the shliach more than to believe the baal himself, and therefore the Gemara is reasonably asking that you're not really benefiting anybody with the takana, because the husband will be ma'arer and the husband will be just as believed as the aid. What you see clearly, though, from the way Rashi learns this Gemara, is that the primary cheshash of the chachamim is that the irur habal is going to upend the get. It's going to make it that the ikur cheshash of the chachamim is the irur habal, so that the get shouldn't become pasul, because if the baal is ma'arer, will taka pasul the get. However, Tosus understands the kash of the Gemara differently. He understands that the cheshash is the husband is going to be ma'arer, and he's not going to pasul the get. It's that the baal is going to be motzi laz on the get, and people are going to believe that laz, meaning perception becomes reality, meaning it's irrelevant whether it's actually pasul or not. But MS, the get's going to be kosher, but he's going to cause all sorts of problems. So the Gemara is asking, by being masakin a single shliach, say b'fani nechtam, you may solve her technical problem, but you're not solving the PR problem, because everyone's going to see a baal, they're going to see one against one, they're not going to know that the chamor misakein, that we trust that first guy, or even if they know that, that's not going to resonate with people. Why should I trust this random shliach over the baal himself? And they're going to be ma'arer, that the get never really happened. That's the way the kasha appears in our Gemara. In the Yerushalmi, the kasha appears differently, with a totally different nusach. That the way the Yerushalmi has it is that with the takana that the chacham made, they're being machmir on the woman, because if the shliach is going to come to give her a get and he doesn't say b'fanei nechtam, now the get's going to be pasul. So it turns out with this takana, it's a chumra, that you would have thought that the takana is a kula, that now that saying b'fanei nechtam is mekayimit, but it turns out the takana is actually a chumra. Why is the takana a chumra? Because what if he forgets to say it? Now the get's going to be pasul without it. So that's what the Gemara answers, that even though we're machmir, that you need to say this, it's still a kula in the end, because the Baal will not be able to be ma'arer. That's how the Yerushalmi has it. But anyway, so it answers the Gemara and the question that we have. So again, what was the question? How can we call this a kula that you only need one aid to say b'fani nechtam? It's not a kula because now if the Baal is ma'arer, it's going to attack a pasul the get. So answer Gemara kivan da amar mar b'fnei kama nosin la. Since we have a Gemara later on. On Daf Hey, where we said that when a shliach brings a get me Medina Sayyam, how many people need to be there at the time of the Mesiras HaGet? So it's a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, Chad Amar Bifnei Shnayim. One of them holds that you need to give the get in front of two people. V'chad Amar Bifnei Shlosha. And the other one holds that the Mesiras HaGet needs to be in front of three people. The Gemara is going to say that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds that you can give it Bifnei Shnayim. And Rabbi Chanina holds that you can give it Bifnei Shlosha. And the Gemara is going to say that really everyone holds b'fanei nichtav u'b'fanei nechtam has to be in front of a beis din of shlosha. But the machlokas is that it could be that even when you give it in front of shnayim, it's still considered a beis din because the aid himself is nasa dayin and he's mitzdarif to become the third party on that beis din. But bottom line, he's got to give it in front of at least two people, and therefore, me'ikara, since the guy knows that when I deliver this, it's going to happen in front of two people, it's not just going to be something that nobody's overseeing the process, so me'ikara me'daktayik, he's going to be absolutely clear that the husband is giving this get with full will, to full desire, to be megarish's wife, and that he's not going to come to be ma'arer, he's not going to cause any problems later, because the shliach doesn't want to ruin his own ne'amanos by bringing a get that the husband's then going to be ma'arer on. He doesn't want to get involved in a mess. And therefore, even if the husband is ma'arer on the get later on, the chum granted the shliach full ne'emanus, even though he's only an eid echad. Because it's most mistaver that before getting involved, you know, you ask someone, oh, would you like to get involved in a divorce issue? No, run the other way. I don't want to get it. Those are so messy. I would never want to get involved in something like that. So he'll do it if it's glot. He's going to make sure that the husband is absolutely certain. This is irreconcilable. They've been divorced many years. Everything's ready to be figured out. You know, he'll do it if it's glot. He's not going to get himself involved in something that, so therefore, if the husband were to come later, we don't even believe the husband because there's such a chazaka that he would have made sure that the husband was absolutely certain that he wanted to divorce his wife. So the takana of the chachamim, that the husband would be mishaleach the get with a shliach echad, is not a chumra on the isha, it's a kula on the isha, so that you don't need to bring shnei edim for the kiyum of the get. In the Sefer Teferes Yaakov on the Seches Gittin, he says, me'ikara me'dakdayak means that the entire ne'amanus of the shliach is only if he knew initially when he received the get that when he took the get from the husband that he was going to have to say in front of Shnayim or in front of Shlosha b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. So says Faris Yaakov, an interesting ha'ara. Let's say he shows up to Beis Din with the get. He says, I have a get. I brought it from Medina Siyam. And they say, And he says, yeah, it's here, right here. I have the get. So can Beis Din say to him, say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, or was it b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam? Says the Pharisee Yaakov, can't do that. It has to be that he knew he was going to have to say b'fanei nechtam, because his own ne'amanos is based on that foreknowledge. It's based on the fact that he knew he was going to have to say it, and that's why he was medaktikative. But if he doesn't realize until he shows up to Beis Din that he's going to need to say it, so then the whole chazaka falls away. It's an interesting ha'ara that the Pharisee Yaakov has. It's also interesting, this discussion that you need to give the get, b'fnei shnayim, b'fnei shlosha, what exactly, you know, the role of a Beis Din is when it comes to a get, is a fascinating discussion in the Achronim. It's an interesting discussion because it seems that there's a shita that doesn't exist that's given a lot of attention to. Meaning the Trumas Hadashin writes, in the name of the Arzurua, that a get that's given Belaila is pasul. So Beis Yosef quotes it, and he says, because he must assume the Sinas HaGet is din, ain't done in Belaila, Beis Din doesn't convene at night, it's only during the daytime. However, the Beis Yosef says, ve'eini yodea ma inyin din leget, v'shum echod mea poskim lo chilek la'akbin b'kach. He says, but for this one Trumas Hadashin, in the name of an Arzurua, none of the Rishonim say this. It doesn't appear in any Gemara that get has anything to do with din, and that therefore it can't be done b'layla. But problem is, Trumas Hadashin, Arzurua, these are very big names in Halacha. Much of Minhag Ashkenaz is based on the Trumas Hadashin and the Arzurua. So what do we do with this? So Nadbi Yehuda quotes the Trumas Hadashin and the Beis Yosef's kasha, And the Buddha writes, Eich Efshar, Shabal Shumas Sadeshan, Yishke V'yipol B'toz Goliyim Aforsum Kazet. Shumas Sadeshan might make mistakes, but not mistakes like this. I mean, this is like too big of a mistake to say that to make up a whole new din in Gittin that it has a status of a din and that it can't be a night. V'hu Rav Mufa Gadol Be'achronim. He's one of the Gadol Be'achronim. And says in the debut that it's true that the Bartanura made the same mistake, and the Rama therefore has a problem with the Bartanura. He says, but you have to understand, the Bartanura wasn't a posek. Bartanura was a mefarish. A mefarish could afford to make a mistake in halacha because no one's relying on him in halacha. Truma Sadeshin is like it's quoted on every page in Shulchan Aruch. Truma Sadeshin is what psak halacha is based on. It can't be that he made it up. And not only that, he quoted from his Rebbe, and he quoted in the name of the Orzarua, and the Orzarua is the Rebbe of the Maran Muttenberg. We're talking about the Gedolei Chachmei Ashkenaz. There's no way that it's a mistake. And therefore, says in the Yehuda, that Pikachti Einai, Hashem opened my eyes, and I saw that there's a Chuvas Re'em that quotes the Orzarua, and he says that the reason the get has to be given Belaila is a Kalvachomer from Chalitza. That Chalitza that's done at night is Pasul, so therefore a get done at night should also be Pasul. So how do they explain by Chalitza? Why would Chalitza be, at night be Pasul? Because right after the Chalitza, there might be a whole Dine Mamadis conversation. And the same is true by a get. By a get, they're getting divorced, but there's usually some monetary matters that have to be figured out. Ooh, so since it's going to lead directly into a Dine Mamadis, so that's why it has to be, that's why Chumash Deshan says that it can't be done, Belaila. And the Nadbi Yehuda therefore says, and that's why you need to do it Bifnei Shlosha, it needs to be done in front of a Beis Din. And Pischei Tshuva quotes this Nadbi Yehuda, and he says, Nadbi Yehuda is super machmir, that you need a Beis Din Shal Shlosha for Nesinas Haget, even a get that's given directly, Miyada Baal, Liyada Isha. Pischei Tshuva himself says about the Nadbi Yehuda, it's tamua to say such a thing. How could it not be mentioned anywhere in Hilchos Gittin, anywhere in Shulchan Aruch, anywhere in the Achronim? Meaning our whole discussion, do you need to give it in front of two, in front of three, that's when you're saying b'fani nichtam, b'fani nechtam. What if the husband and the wife actually show up to Beis Din, and there is no shliach, and there's no b'fani nichtam, b'fani nechtam, he's giving her the get. So then for sure you don't need it, you don't need a Beis Din. Says no, yes you do, because of this svara, that every time you give a get, there's going to be a din imamunis, and the din imamunis is going to need a Beis Din, so you always need a Beis Din on hand. So Pischei Tshuva says it's a wild chumrah, and he says the Tshuva's Tohef Esra'im also writes that from it seems that we shouldn't be choshesh for this chumrah of the Nadbi Yehuda. He says that when he came to his city, when he became the Rav, he started being makvid that they do in front of three people. And then he says, I changed my mind because it's going to be motzi laz on the earlier gittin, and you have to be careful not to be motzi laz on the earlier gittin. Pischei Tshuva then quotes in the name of the Chaim Sha'al that mikol makom berov tfutzas Yisrael we do it in front of a basin of shlosha because hilchos Rabasi the gittin rabu tiktukayan gittin, as we mentioned yesterday, are not easy to do. There are lots of mistakes that could happen with gittin, so we try to throw every chumrah in the book. We try to do as best as we can to make it as glatt as it could possibly be. So we try to make sure that there's a basin of shlosha by a get. Even though Me'ikra did, it's probably not necessary. No, the Buddha deals with, you know, with our sugya, and he's miyashiv that in a chinami, our sugya is talking about what you need the basin for in a technical perspective. But no, the Buddha is saying practically, you're then going to need a Beis Din. Meaning technically, in a chinami, you only need a Beis Din when there's a shliach giving it, and not when it's Baal Isha. Technically. But what about the Dina Mamas that's going to follow? Practically, you need a Beis Din to be there. So that's the Nadi Biyuda. So anyway, now the Gemara tries to explain, according to Rava, who holds that the Takanas Chum of the Shliach that's maybe gets him, Farinetlam, is Bigzayn Eid Mitzuy in the Kaimo, how could the Shliach, who's one aid, be believed? So we're going to have a very similar conversation. Ula Rava, Damar Lefishayd Eid Mitzuy in the Kaimo, Libay Chaymi Dadavikim, Shars the Alma. According to Rava, that the whole purpose of b'fani nechtam is that it's a kiyum shtaros. Well, kiyum shtaros needs shnei edim. So why should this be any different? Why don't you need shnei edim over here? So the Gemara answers: there's a big difference between the edus of a kiyum aget, which is edus on iser, versus the edus of kiyum shtaros, which is edus on mamon. Eirecha nem bisurin. We know that an eirecha is nem bisurin, and a get we're assuming is iser. Says the Gemara: no, it shouldn't work. Eimadamri neirecha Shuman. When do we say Erech and then Bisurin? I have a piece of meat. I don't know what it is. I cannot identify it. Is it Chelev? Is it Shuman? Is it not kosher? Is it kosher? So there is no Chazaka. So then Erech and then Bisurin. Aval Hachabot. When it comes to the Eidos of a Shliach to be Mekayim Meget, it's Chazik Yisurin Deishas Ish. The default is that she's a married woman. So you have a Cheskas Isser. An Erech is not going to be Neman to be Motzi from a Cheskas Isser. An Erech is only Neman when the playing field is even. And furthermore, you call this Isurin? Havi Dover Sheberva, Vein Dover Sheberva, Pachs Mishnayim. This isn't Erech and Bisurin, this is a Dover Sheberva. And the rule is that Ein Dover Sheberva, Pachs Mishnayim, you need Shnei Eidim for a Dover Sheberva. Right? We learn in Gzer Shavu, Dover Mimamon, so we learn that you need Shnei Eidim for a Dover Sheberva like Gittin. So the Kasha is, how could a single Shliach be Neman to be Mekayim the Get just by saying the words, Befanei Nichtav, Befanei Nechtav, you need Shnei Eidim for Kiyum HaGet. So answer Gemara, Bedinu, the Bekim Shtaros Nami Lo Libayi. The truth is that even when it comes to Kiyum Shtaros, you don't really need Shnei Eidim for Kiyum Shtaros. Okay, I mean, this is not such an anomaly that we're going to believe in Eid Echad for the Kiyum HaGet. Even for real Kiyum Shtaros, you don't really need Shnei Eidim. Kid Reish Lakish, along the lines of what Reish Lakish taught us, Dam Reish Lakish, Eidim achsum malshtar nasu kmi shenechkra edusan vebeizdin. That when Eidim are signed on the shtar, it's as if their edus is being said in Beizdin, even though the shtar is not mekuyam, because ziv shtar is a big chutzpah for someone to be mezayif a shtar. So we don't have to be choshesh in a typical case that someone was mezayif a shtar, that someone would do such a thing. So v'rabbanan uta atzruch, but even though midar raisa, the shtar speaks for itself on a daraisa level. As long as there are shnei edim on the shtar, that is your edus, and it speaks for itself. The Rabbanan, the Chum required midrabbanan that you should have kim shtaros. Okay, once the whole thing is only midrabbanan, so the Rabbanan get to make the rules. And over here, because of igun, because of a chashash, that they don't want to make it too hard for a woman to receive a get so that she can actually get remarried, they were makil to allow for the kim shtar to happen with just a single aid saying, b'fanei nichtav, u'b'fanei nechtav. Frek the Gemara, hai kulahu? Similar line of questioning. You call that a kula? You think you're making it easier for the woman by only requiring one aid to say, b'fanei nechtav, chumruhu? Dimitrach seitrei, had you required two aid and say, b'fanei nechtav, losi bal ma'arer? The husband would never have a pischon peh, he would never be able to say anything, and he would never be able to passel the get. But chad, but when you have only one shliach bringing the get, asi bal ma'arer passelay, then the husband's going to be able to be ma'arer, and he's actually going to be able to passel the get, because he could be ma'arer against that eid echad. Since we're going to say, on daf hey, b'fnei kamenosnolo, how many people do you have to give the get in front of? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, chadam b'fnei shnayim, chadam b'fnei shlosha, either in front of two people, in front of three people, but everyone holds that the get is going to be a public ordeal. You're going to have to give the get at least in front of two people. Therefore, the shliach, in his own mind, before he's makabel this get from the husband, he's going to be absolutely careful to investigate and to clarify that the husband is giving this get b'lev shalem, and that he's never going to be ma'arer, and he's never going to cause any problems. V'lo asilu ru'i nafshe. And therefore, the shliach would not get involved if there was any chance that the husband was going to be ma'arer on this get. He doesn't want to ruin his own Ne'amanus, by bringing a get, that the husband is then going to be ma'arer on. So therefore, even if the husband taka is ma'arer in the end, we're not going to believe the error of the Baal, because it's more mistarver that the shliach did his homework. And therefore, the takana that the husband could be mishaleach the get with a single shliach is not a chumrah, it's a kula, because no one's ever going to pay attention to the error of Baal from here on in. So by allowing the kiyum hashtar with a single aid, we're being makil on the woman. So now the Gemara says, okay, let's revisit it Rabba and Rava. Rava, my time, Lama Krav. I mean, each one had a reason why you say what Befani Nechtam is accomplishing. Rabba said it's accomplishing, verifying the Lishma of the get. And Rava said it's a kiyum shtarus. The Rava my time alama karaba. Why didn't Rava want to say like the reason of Rava that it's b'nei b'nei d'sanayam and not b'kiyum l'shma, and therefore the shliach needs to verify that it was in fact written l'shma. Now implicit in that question that why doesn't Rava say like Rava is that Rava's not, you know, that Rava makes the most sense, that, you know, Rava would be the logical way to go. So the Rashba raises the kasha on this, on the Gemara's question, that why is the Gemara asking that Rava should hold like Rabba, that we're choshish mishum l'shma? We said even Rabba himself holds that stam sifri tedaini migmar gemiri. At the very end of yesterday's daf, even Rabba himself agrees that most people involved in Gittin know the basic rules, and they know that it has to be l'shma. So the pashtus is that you don't need to verify l'shma. It was a chiddush that Rabba said that we're choshish for the miyut sifri tedaini that are not migmar gemiri, and therefore we're going to require something. Why does Rava have to hold like such a chiddush of Rabba? Meaning the default is that the people who are involved in Gittin know these things. So the Rashba says that the Gemara's kasha on Rava is that l'chora, since arayus is such a chomer dika iser, since when you're dealing with Gittin v'kiddushin, you're dealing with very, very weighty matters, this is going to change the whole yichus of Klal Yisrael. This is going to impact not only Isurim of Eishas Ish, it's going to impact Mamzerus, it's going to impact so much, it makes sense that we'd be Choshesh for every tiny possibility. So even though, yes, Stam Sifri Dini Migmar Gemiri, but there are plenty of people involved in Gittin that have no clue what they're doing, and it doesn't prevent them from being involved in Gittin, and therefore we should really do our best to verify everything. So the Gemara is asking, why isn't Rava on board with that? Why doesn't Rava want to say that we need to verify the fact that it was l'shma? So Amalach mi katana b'fani nichtav l'shma b'fani nichtav l'shma. Rava says it sounds like a great idea, but it doesn't sound like from the Mishnah that that's what we're coming to address. Because if what we were trying to address was that it's l'shma, then shouldn't that be part of the nusach of what he has to say? Shouldn't he, if the whole point is to verify that it's l'shma, shouldn't he say that it's l'shma? But he's not even saying it's l'shma. He's just saying b'fani nichtav b'fani nechtav. He doesn't say that it's l'shma. V'rabba, and that's such a stark akasha. How's Rabba going to answer that? Right? Why doesn't it say l'shma in the nusach? V'rabba b'dinu d'lisniach. You're right. It should have said l'shma. El di mafshtei dibura asi l'migzia. But the longer of a speaking passage that you give the guy to say, the more likely it is that he's not going to say some part of it. He's going to mess up the nusach. And the halacha is, if you mess up the nusach that the chamar masakin in terms of how to give a get, then it's going to be vlad mamzer. We're actually going to have machlokas on daf hey, whether it's a vlad mamzer or just asurili hinase, but the vlad kosher. We're just going with the more extreme. The Rashi over here says a vlad mamzer. He's going with the more extreme formulation of Rabbi Meir, even though we don't necessarily pass him that way. But you know, it sounds better. So the vlad meaning we're afraid the person is not going to say something that's going to have catastrophic consequences. So the chum or misakein, that the amira of the shliach has to be in as brief a nusach as possible so that he doesn't miss anything. So when he says b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, so Rashi says, mistama, the Beis Din then asks him, was it l'shma? And he'll verify then that it was l'shma. But we want his initial statement to be as brief as possible. Sashinami. So over here also, once the chamer misakin the nusach without mentioning l'shma, asi the migzi, the shliach is good. So ask the gemara rather. Hashinami asi the migzi. Wait a second. You're still giving him a whole bunch of words to say. Bifanei nichtav, bifanei nechtav. Maybe he'll forget one of those words also. He'll leave out something. So says the gemara. Chadimi tfas gaiz, chadimi tati lo gaiz. If each phrase has three words in it, we're afraid he might drop one word from a three-word phrase. But to drop one word from a two-word phrase, that you know, that takes talent. He's not going to do that. I mean, that would be very strange for him to do. Chassam Sofer says this Gemara is a raya to Shitas HaRama. When we mentioned yesterday, the Rama Shita in Eben Ezer is that l'chachili the shliach should say b'fani nichtam b'fani nechtam dafka b'lashon hakodesh, and it shouldn't be in any, even if he doesn't speak lashon hakodesh. Dafka gotta be b'lashon hakodesh. Why? How do you see from here that dafka gotta be b'lashon hakodesh? In pretty much every other language, there's no way to translate the words b'fani nichtav in only two words, right? B'fani nichtav, how would you say it in English? It was written in front of me. It turns into six words, seven words, right? It's too much. So if the whole kunz of this nusach is that it's only a two-word phrase, and a two-word phrase, then it doesn't work in other languages. That's a basis for Shita Sarama, that it needs to be said b'lashon HaKodesh. V'rabba my time alam akrav. And now the Gemara turns the table, says, Rabba says that it's all about Lashma. Why doesn't he say like Rava Sarmalach imkei nisni b'fanei nechtam v'sulo? Because Rava is all about Kiyum Shtaros. Kiyum Shtaros is with the Edom, with the Chasimos. So you shouldn't have to write anything about it. You shouldn't have to say anything about b'fanei nechtam. It should only be about b'fanei nechtam. If we're verifying the ksiva, it must be that we need to verify that it was a ksiva lishma. The Rava, and Rava would respond, you know what, you're right. The ksiva is not really what we're after over here. But didn't the listening, really, it could have just said, but if they're going to be mekayim this get by only saying b'fanei nechtam, and not b'fanei nichtav, then people are going to think that that's how Kiyum Shtaros work. People are going to assume that Kiyum Shtaros happens with just an Eid Echad. But other Shtaros, it's not true. Kiyum Shtaros doesn't happen with only Eid Echad. So in order to differentiate a get from other Shtaros, we need a Nusach that makes it very unusual. For Rabba, and Rabba who disagrees with Rava, is not concerned that anyone is going to confuse Gittin for other Shtaros for three reasons. So there are differences between get and Kiyum Shtaros. First of all, when it comes to Kiyum Shtaros Yadinan, all they say is, we know, we recognize these Edim. Hacha b'fanai. Over here we require more. We require him to say, it happened in front of me, not just I know, I was there. Second of all, hasam, when it comes to Kiyum Shtaros, isha la ma'amna, a woman is possible to be made, and she's not believed by Kiyum Shtaros, because a woman is possible to edus. Hacha isha ma'amna, by a maybe get, even a woman is believed to say that b'fanai nechtam. So no one's going to compare, going to confuse Kiyum Shtaros for getting. And third, hasam baldavar la ma'amna, by Kiyum Shtaros, the Baal HaShtar himself is not neman to say that about the Shtar. But Hacha Baal Davar Mehem, and over here, even the woman herself, who's maybe Gita Medina Sayam, is believed to be Mekayim the Shtar, and therefore no one's going to confuse the get for any other Shtar. What do you mean the woman herself? If the woman has the get, what does she need to do anything? The husband already gave her the get, so what does she need to say b'fani nechtam at all? So we're going to have a sugya later on, Dav Chav Gimel, that it's talking about a case where the husband gave her the get in Medina Sayam, but only b'torah shlichus. And he said to her, as he gave her the get, I'm not divorcing you right now. I'm divorcing. This get should be chal in front of a beis din in Eretz Yisrael. So she's her own shliach to be molech the get in front of a beis din in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the case where she would have to. She would have to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. So bottom line is, Rabba's going to tell you, no one's ever going to make this confusion between Kiyum Shtaros and Gittin because there are so many differences. Rava Amar Lach, and Rava would say, I get that there are all those differences, but atu acha ki amri adinun nila mehemni. If the shlichim that bring the get say that we know and we're makir the chasimos of a get, aren't they going to be believed? According to Rava, the primary purpose is Kiyum Shtaros. They would be believed. V'kivin tchi amri adinun mehemni asi l'chuk v'kiyum Shtaros yama be'erechad. That since if two Edom were to come with this get and say yadinan, that would be a valid Kiyum Shtaros because that's how Kiyum Shtaros works. People will meaning since you could be mekayim a get through normal Kiyum Shtaros also, so then people will still confuse Kiyum Shtaros with the Kiyum of a get. And if we allow Kiyum of a get with a single aid saying b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, then they'll start allowing Kiyum Shtaros the same way. Ul Rav Damar l'vishen b'kiyum l'shma man haytana d'bayi ksiva l'shma u'bayi chasima l'shma. So ask Amar, within Rabba, that the whole purpose is that you need l'shma, who is the author of our Mishnah that says that you need to say both b'fani nechtav and b'fani nechtam? The Tana of our Mishnah requires both of those things, that you have to be made on the ksiva and on the chasima. So the Gemara says, "E Rabbi Meir, if you want to tell me that it's following Rabbi Meir, then chasima by ksiva lo by. Rabbi Meir should only require the chasima saget lishma, but not the ksiva lishma." This is a sugya that comes up over and over again throughout this Masechta, Daf Tes, Daf Chav Gimel, where we explain the machlokes Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lazar, which of the Edei Haget are actually koreis the Ishus between the husband and wife. Which of the Edei Get are the ones that affect the divorce between the husband and the wife? According to our mayor, Edei Chasi Makarti. It's the Edim in the Shtar that give the Koach to the Get, that make the Get something that is Koreis Benish Leisha. According to Rabbi Lazar, Edei Mesira Karti. It's the Edim in front of whom the Get is given that are Koreis. So according to our mayor, that the Ikar Maisa Gerushin is really through the Chasima, when the Torah says that the Get has to be done Lishma, it's Mistaber that the Chasima has to be done Lishma. When it says because of law, and we say La Lishma, it doesn't really mean the Ksiva. The Ksiva is not really relevant. The Chasima is relevant. Whereas according to Rabbi Elazar, that it's Edim Mesira Karti, so then what does the Torah mean? Because of law, Lishma. If what has to be Lishma? If the Edim on the Get don't really matter, it must be the Ksiva Saget has to be Lishma. But bottom line is, Ira Meir Chasima by Ksiva Labai, if you're going to assume like Rabbi Meir, now the Chasima should have to be Lishma. The Ksiva should not have to be Lishma Ditanan, because after all, the Mishnah is going to say, Ein Kosin B'Mechubel Lekarka, you're not allowed to write a Get on that which is Mechubel Lekarka, on something that's attached to the ground, but Sava al Mechubel Lekarka, Tlashel Chasam of Nasla, Kasher, says Rav Meir, if you wrote a get on Mechubel Lekarka and then you detached it and you signed it and you gave it to her, it's kasher because the ksiva doesn't really matter that much according to Rav Meir. It's only the chasima that really matters. So just like by Mechubel Lekarka, the ksiva doesn't really matter that much. And b'di'evit, if you write a get on Mechubel Lekarka, it works. So over here also, the lishma part doesn't really matter so much on when it comes to the ksiva. Why is the taka that Mechubel Lekarka is a problem? So Rashi writes that it's derived from the pasuk. The kasa v'nasan. Sounds like that right after the ksiva, it has to be, it's eino mechusra ksiva v'nasina, that the only two steps left are ksiva and nasina, but that there shouldn't be something in between the ksiva and the nasina, such as a talisha from the karka. The Ritva understands in the name of Yerushalmi that the reason for the psul of mechubar is that it's called the sefer krisus. So it has to be something that's detached from the ground, because but not that which is mechubar, because a sefer is a davar atalish. So it's the word sefer that indicates that it can't be mechubar lekarka. The Rashba quotes a Yesh Mefarshan that the reason is because it says v'nasan biyada. So it has to be davar nitan miyad liyad. So it has to be a davar atalish. So get can't be mechubar lekarka. But bottom line is, even though everyone agrees that get can't be mechubar lekarka, Rav Meir holds the ksiva could be while it's mechubar lekarka, because ksiva doesn't really matter so much. So how come in our Mishnah you need to say b'fanai nichtav, that we're worried about the ksiva? V'Rav Lazar, and if you're going to assume like Rav Lazar, that the chasima needs to be, that the ksiva needs to be lishma. Yeah, ksiva bay, but chasima lo bay. Eino chinami, the ksiva needs to be lishma, but the chasima should not have to be lishma. According to Rabbi Lazar, the get would be kosher even without a chasima lishma, because it's Edei Mesira Karti. So v'chi tema, and maybe you're going to tell me, Liola, I'm Rabbi Elazar. Really, we're assuming like Rabbi Elazar. V'chi lo bai Rabbi Elazar chasim l'shma. When does Rabbi Elazar not require chasim l'shma? That's all, and he only requires ksiv l'shma. That's midor raisa. That's when we're speaking on a dor raisa level. But midrabanan bai, maybe even Rabbi Elazar would agree that on a drabanan level, you have to do a chasim l'shma. So it would turn out that the Mishnah could be going like Rabbi Elazar, and the shliach has to say b'fani nichtav u'b'fani nechtam, that both of the parts were lishma, because he's trying to make it valid midrabanan as well. That eino chinami midar raisa, you only have to verify the ksiva, but midrabanan you need to verify the chasima being done lishma as well. Says Mar, but it's not true. Reb Lazar does not require the chasim lishma even midrabanan. Vashlosh gitin psulim drabanan v'lobayi Rabbi Lazar chasim lishma. There are three gitin that the Tanakama holds are pasul midrabanan, but Rabbi Lazar holds are not even pasul midrabanan. That they don't need a chasim l'shma even on a drabanan level, because Rabbi Lazar disagrees with the Tanakama and holds that even l'chadchila you could be megari shenisha with the three gittin that we're about to identify, and one of those gittin is a get that ain't alav chasimas edim, where there is no chasima. So you see that a woman could be megari, that a woman could be miskareshes with a get that doesn't have a chasim l'shma. Titnan, where one of these shlosh gittin, shlosh gittin psulim nisa vlad kasher. Tanakama holds there are three gittin that are technically possible, but the Vlad would be kosher if the woman gets remarried al-Koach that get, and they are If it was just written in the husband's handwriting and there were no edim at all. Second, yesh lav edim vein bo zman. There are edim, but there's no zman in the get. And third, yesh bo zman vein bo el eid echad. There's zman, but there's only an eid echad on the get, and it's not in the husband's handwriting. It's in the sofer's handwriting. Harei elu shlosh gitin psulin. All three of those gitin are pasul lichadchila midrabanan, but they're kosher b'diavad vimnisei savlad kosher. B'diavad, if she gets remarried al koach one of those gitin, then the vlad is going to be kosher. But Rabbi Elazar omer aval bishein alav edim. Rabbi Elazar holds even if there are no edim signed on the get at all, and there was the get was not written in front of the husband. Elishan son alav b'fnei edim. As long as the husband gave it to her in front of edim. Kasher, and kasher means l'chadchila, not b'diavad. V'govim n'chasim m'shabadim, she'll be able to collect a ksuba from n'chasim m'shabadim based on that. She'ein edim chasman al get, el m'nei tikkun olam. The only reason we have edim on the get in the first place is just because of tikkun olam. So you see that, you can't say that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Lazar, because the title of our Mishnah requires a recitation of b'fanai nechtam, meaning that the chasima was l'shma. Rabbi Lazar has no need, no requirement whatsoever for the chasima to be l'shma. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Ve'ela Rabbi Meir. Good Shabbos, everybody.